Well, that sends just shivers down my back. The industry has been trying to protect itself from tropical race 4, especially on the eastern coast, for years now, and the pest managements that are in place are expensive, but the industry has been really trying so hard to keep this out of the coastal banana growing areas.
What's the cost for growers in the area as well to try to keep this fungal disease off their farms?
Well, the cost is always significant. A farm should naturally be very, very particular about quarantine and health services on the farm. But this disease, and it is a soil-borne fungus, it's very difficult to stop transference. You can't treat it, and it's very difficult to stop transferring it. It means that there has to be just such concerted effort to stop the movement, the transference of soil from one farm to another. And in a closely settled area, in any of the closely settled banana growing areas, it's horrendous.
Vicky, I want to ask about your experience, because a number of years back you had a different strand of Panama found on your farm and it pretty much put you out of business.
Over a period of about 3 years, we first... it took us a while to even identify the disease. It started in the wetter parts of the farm, and we didn't realise that it was Fusarium, but eventually it gradually just spread around the farm.
And what strand of Panama disease was it?
That wasn't. The strain of Panama disease that we had affected the Ducas and Ladyfinger varieties.
But not Cavendish.
It didn't affect Cavendish whatsoever. We now grow no Ducas, but we have converted the farm back to Cavendish bananas.
What was it like trying to rid your property of that Panama strain? How frustrating was it and expensive?
There was just nothing we could do about it. The problem with soil-borne diseases is that it's in this wet climate, it's almost impossible to affect 100% hygiene. There is always going to be soil left on implements, soil left on people's shoes, soil left on bike tyres or vehicle tyres. To protect your farm, you really have to make sure that there is nothing coming from an infected property onto your property.
And so if this is Tropical Race 4, Panama Tropical Race 4, what does that mean for growers in the district?
I really hate to think of it.